Hello and welcome to the Disconnected Gamers podcast, where we reconnect with gaming and life. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bond, and with me, as always, is my right-hand man.
Your boy Mike.
Yeah. Alright, let's get down to it. Today's topics, Drive Club, The Evil Within, and whatever else we randomly tangent off into. Today,
right.
Yeah, I was going to say. For reference, today is October 17th, and there's a new patch for Drive Club that apparently has broken the game. For digital, I will say this. Apparently, if you have the disc, they're not really having issues. But I saw a couple... I haven't experienced it. I haven't been home. I didn't bring my Vita to work today, so I couldn't do it from remote play. But I guess there's this new patch, like 1.04, 1.14, and now nobody can get into the game at all. Because you need to update to be able to play the game, and people can't get the patch to work. So all I saw today was people tweeting, I want a refund, blah, blah, blah. One guy screenshotted his conversation with Sony support, and they were like, you can't have a refund for the game because you've made progress. Because he got a trophy. He got one trophy. The trophy for finishing the first race of the game.
No patch. It's like, no... No.
So, like, it's like...
Restitution.
Yeah, and my thing is like, I almost want to go back to every Sony published game that I have and be like, don't I get a trophy for doing, like, 5 minutes into the game's worth of stuff? So, like, every single... And I get it. I'll say on their defense, it does specifically say digital games, you can't return them. You know, there's no refunds. Except where the law applies, because there's some states that even say, like, that's BS if somebody wants a refund for whatever reason. They can have one. But, I think it's a little heavy-handed, you know, for people to immediately still be begging for refunds.
Yeah.
Like,
a little too soon.
It's a little too soon, guys. I get it, the game's been out, but, like, Destiny had probably one of the smoothest launches. And even then, they were DDoS'd. Then yesterday, when the PSN was down, when the PSN is down, you can't even play Destiny at all.
Nope.
So it's like, that to me is a flaw of a game, but, you know, people would be like, well, game runs on their servers, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Have you played it at all? I haven't played it since, like, for, like, 2 days, so that's probably why I haven't...
I haven't even tried it.
Yeah, like, I keep going between Destiny and Drive Club, but, like, all of yesterday was just doing the Vault of Glass, so, which we didn't even finish, so.
Right.
It was definitely an underpowered group.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure they were all, like, level 28s with, like, level 20 weapons. Because nobody was doing any damage. It was just ridiculous. It was like, guys, come on. I have, like, an almost maxed out legendary auto rifle.
Right.
And my heavy weapon legendary is pretty boss. But I know you were saying that guy, the video you watched, they were using rocket launchers.
So. Him and his team.
Yeah.
Four exotic rocket launchers.
Yeah. I don't even... My thing is when we were doing it yesterday, have you run through it at all?
Nope. Okay. There's no... Don't have a team.
Don't have a crew. All right. We're gonna have to try this weekend. Sarah wants to try this weekend, maybe. Uh-oh. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she's not even, like, a level 26, so this will be fun. But, yeah, when we were doing it, like... They were killing the oracles in the past and future, or jungle and desert, depending on how people categorize those, like, portals that the Time Lord dude warps you through. And, like, apparently there are oracles within those zones, and, like, they were killing them all, and I was outside the whole time. So I had no idea. But when I was doing it with Jimmy, we were just literally running right through each zone, not even stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow weren't dying, and, like... Yeah, I don't even know how that method was working, so I'm gonna have to talk to Jimmy and figure out what they were doing that time I ran through it with him. Because even then, we didn't finish it, but we had, like, two 26s, and I think I had just gotten 27, so, like, none of my weapons were fully maxed out, and...
Mm-hmm.
But Zor's back in town, so I gotta go buy some exotic stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I gotta get on that. Have you already checked it out?
Yeah, I think it's all armor, from what I remember.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
I don't think there's any weapons. Mm. Oh, no, yeah, there's, never mind, I take that back. There's an exotic rocket launcher.
Oh, there is an exotic? Okay, I hope I have enough stuff to get it. Because I'll probably pick that up.
And it's a homing one, too.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, I just have a regular, like, I have a rare rocket launcher. I don't think I have a legendary yet.
Yeah. I don't even have a rocket launcher. I have a machine gun.
I just keep one, I just, my method is I keep one of every, like, I don't store anything in the vault. I just keep one of every weapon.
Right.
So, like, my inventory on my character has, because I didn't make a Titan or a Warlock. I just strictly was, like, Hunter, that's it, not going to make another one. I don't need to leave anything in the vault. I just dismantle it.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep whatever the best is.
Right. Well, allegedly, you can leave stuff in the vault and that'll still level up.
Oh, that's weird. Yep.
So if you don't want to carry that specific weapon with you to level up, just throw it in the vault and level up what you have, and then boom.
I did not know that.
Yeah, a coworker was telling me about that. I didn't even know it until he mentioned it.
Pretty slick. Huh.
And also, I can confirm that Drive Club does work.
It does work? Did you update?
It does work. Yep.
Oh, okay. Maybe they fixed it.
Yep, it works.
See, look at that. It was fixed in like 7 hours, but instead people were bitching about refunds.
Yeah.
Like,
you gotta be patient.
Yeah, you got, well, like, and in Drive Club's defense, they delayed the game a full year. You didn't think there wasn't going to be problems when it released a year later, right? Like, you didn't think they'd actually work the kinks out. Like, they're not, like, I'm not trying to pick on Evolution Studios. They've done MotorStorm. They've been around the block. They know how to make games. But Drive Club was very, very, very far-reaching in terms of the grasp of what they normally do. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that I think this was an ambitious project for them. And delaying it a full year just goes to show how much work probably had to go into it. And they just didn't finish what they started, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't build games, but, like, I knew there were probably going to be issues.
Whatever. Right, yeah.
Like, not being able to play the single-player game, though, would have kind of pissed me off if I got home and, like, couldn't even just, like, level up my driver's skill. Because that's the thing, right? I'm in a club. So everything you earn goes to your driver skill and your club level, as long as you're connected to the internet. But it's both, like, it's bogus. If I haven't connected to the internet, then I can't leave the club I'm in, which means I should still be, or those points should still be stored, and then when I connect online, those points should be applied to the club.
Right.
Because, like, if you are somebody who lives in, like, for example, I'll say Canada, because Canada has weird internet things. One of my friends has limited bandwidth. So, like, they have to space out how they download digital games. Because if they, like, when they downloaded The Last of Us, it was, like, half the bandwidth they get for the month.
Oh, damn. Because
like, they only get, like, 100-and-something gigabytes of bandwidth. So, like, they can't do Netflix, they can't do streaming. So, in their defense, if they take their console offline, then they play a shitload of Drive Club, those points don't go to the club.
Nope.
So they'll never earn club points. And that, I think, is, like, maybe there needs to be some kind of, you know, some kind of thing where, like, maybe you don't get all the points, but, like, if offline playing gets 50% of the points that you've earned in that session.
Right, yeah, some kind of
balancing act, because it's a little unfair if for somebody who might not be, or just maybe just can't play it online all the time. Like, maybe you travel and you bring your PS4 with you and you play in the hotel or whatever. And
Like,
or, you know, I don't know. There's got to be some method, because otherwise, if you can't ever play it online, there's no way for you to access certain cars.
Because exactly.
Like, your club, or you can never platinum. Like, that's the thing. You could never platinum the game because you, part of the trophies are getting your club level to a certain.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. They got to figure something out, because it's just not, it's unfair. I mean, I hate to pull that card, but for stuff like that, it's just not right.
And, like, I find myself at an impasse, only because, like, when the whole, like, always online thing was an issue, I was like, screw
the DRM,
it. I'm always online anyways. Like, I don't care. This is not an issue that affects me.
Right, yeah.
So, and always it's, connected, like, somehow. It's 2014. Like, we're in the 21st century, guys. Like, how are you, like, and I,
if
and
you're
I,
not on the internet, yeah, or connected not, somehow, yeah, then
how are you, like, why are you playing next generation consoles not connected to the internet. And then you have to, like, I had to take a step back and be like, well, because a bunch of people were saying, like, well, I live in the middle of the country where, like, mm-hmm. internet isn't that great, or it's right. super expensive, or, like, in the case of limited bandwidth situations, or, like, you know, even for me, for a while, there were issues with the internet at my house, and we were using mm-hmm. a hotspot.
Right.
That's pretty limited, you know? Like, my cell phone isn't unlimited data anymore, so, like, that's a conscious thing for me, because I'm like, man, if I'm not at home or at work or somewhere where I'm connected to Wi-Fi, like, I've got to be aware of how much data I'm using on my phone.
Correct.
So, like, for somebody in that situation with a gaming console, now I'm a little more sympathetic. Mm-hmm. I still think if you're playing a PS4 or an Xbox One, like, so much of this new generation of gaming involves being connected to the internet. Like, it's right. hard. It's hard to pull the card is that's like, hey, I don't have internet. You know, it's hard right. to be. It's because it, in that sense, you know, I'll use Drive Club as a metaphor only because it's automobiles. Like, I wouldn't buy a Ferrari if I didn't know how to drive a stick, right?
Right, exactly.
Because it's like, because people are like, if you can afford a $400 console, how can you not afford the internet? And in some cases, the internet services may not be available where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Some people, one of the guys that I know that's in Texas, like, their internet, like, the highest internet thing they got was, like, 15 and 10. And, like, that was the highest that was available because wherever they lived was, like, obviously remote.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be a little sympathetic. You know, it's 2014, but, like, technology hasn't quite advanced to the, you know, it's not as far reaching. You know, I'm in Boston. There's not a place in Boston I don't have, like, cell phone service, access mm-hmm. to, you know, 4G data, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's never really a thing. Like, I'm not worried, like, man, I'm not going to be able to make a phone call if I keep going down this road. Like,
right.
Oh, man.
It's like, unless you go to the country, then it's different. Right. But
yeah, like, when I drove across the country, like, there were places we were just completely out of cell service. And it was just like, all right, well, I better not run out of gas.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I'm sympathetic to those of the Drive Club players that are getting screwed. Because I bought it digitally, thinking, like, I'll save the $10,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, if the game broke to the point where you can't play it at all because the patch thing isn't working,
then yeah, well then you're just out 40, 50
yeah,
bucks.
You're already $50 and you can't get a refund.
Nope.
So, or at least that guy couldn't. Just right. don't do the first race.
Yeah, pretty much.
Doesn't it make you do the race anyways? Doesn't it start
as soon as you start the game, you start a race.
Yeah.
Plus, my whole thing is, I guess in this way, just before you buy a game, I mean, I know people want the Plus Edition. Even before that, just do your research, because games usually always leak anyways. So someone's going to figure out, oh, well, this game has this game-breaking bug, or, you know, there's this feature that's not in the game that was promised, you know, in the previews and stuff like that.
Right. In this sense, I'm putting it all on Evolution, because this was a patch that I think they probably were like, this is going to fix everything for everybody, and then they probably broke the game. They broke the damn game.
Yeah, something happened and the game broke.
Yeah, because, well, even back, if you go to the tweets of one of the guys from Evolution, Rashi... whatever, somebody probably listening would know who I'm talking about. If you search on Twitter, you'll see it.
Quick, Google Twitch search.
He tweeted something that was basically like, there's actually like a string of code that's wrong in the game, and that was like initially what was apparently causing server issues. And it's like, way to go. You have typos on the back of the damn box, Art.
Right.
And you have like the incorrect code. The servers aren't working.
Yeah.
You just released a patch that broke the game, but apparently now it's fixed the game.
Man. I mean, the online still doesn't work, but...
Right, yeah, the online's tough. I've managed to get into a bunch of races with, like, Hug and Avery, because, like, I'll see them online. That and then the I'll jump on Skype and be like, yo, are you guys online? And they're like, yeah, we're both online. And then I'll go and, like, inevitably I'll be able to get online.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of nice. It's, like, weird. It's, like, almost like they're phasing in, like, what areas have access to it. It's, like, North America gets access to the servers from, like, 7 p.m. Eastern to midnight.
Right.
And then promptly you're cut off, and then it goes to whatever other country at 7 p.m. to midnight.
Well, like I think at the moment it's by player, so...
Oh, so it's one in, one out?
Yeah, one in, one out. So this guy gets off, all right, you're in. You're in the queue.
Very British.
Yeah.
In the queue.
You're in the queue. It's like trying to get into that exclusive nightclub. You're just waiting to get in, hours and hours and hours and hours to get in. Trying to pay off the bouncer and all that.
Yeah, there's that cute girl that walks in, and she's like, oh, yeah, we have space for you.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, what the... You know, you told me 2 hours, and she just walks right in.
Yeah. You told me. Yeah, it's tough. But enough. Yeah. To Drive Club, I'm sure next week we'll be talking about Drive Club, because there's going to be something else inevitably wrong with it. Not right. to say that it's a bad game, but just...
No.
Yeah. Like, it's a really cool game. They just need to fix it.
Yep.
So. But man, The Evil Within, though.
Oh man, it's so creepy. It's so creepy.
This is why I don't play games like that.
But that's the thing.
Like, I'm super psyched and I'm super enjoying watching it. But now I'm at the point where, like, I watched probably the same, like, 4 or 5 people stream from the beginning to the exact same part, and then I missed what happened from that part to like now where they all are. Like, because I probably was playing games or just they weren't streaming it. So now I'm completely lost story-wise. but at the same time, like, I'm always, like, in the Twitch thing, and I'm like, hey, like, so what's happened up till, like, this part? And basically it's like, oh, well, you still don't know why this dude is creepy, and you get a little backstory on Sebastian's character. And I was like, so you've gone, like, 5 chapters through the game, because I think I've missed chapter 3 to 7, and
so you missed some crucial stuff.
Yeah,
man.
I've missed some stuff, and like now it's so like I'm just like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah,
it's so weird. Like Avery, like here's where I'm at, and like so if you haven't played this far into the game, like I don't think I'm gonna spoil anything because I don't know any story information. I can just describe the area. Where Avery was last night, he was in what I think was, like, sewer tunnel things, and he had to, like, shut off gas while the boxhead dudes were trying to...
Oh, yeah, I just got past that part.
Yeah, that's where he stopped last night.
Yeah,
He finished that part and then stopped. But I only caught the part with the giant, with the dog.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I started at that part, and then that's where we caught up, and, like, basically he went through that whole next... I guess that was technically a whole chapter, but yeah, so I have no idea what's going on. I just know that, like, Sebastian's there doing his thing, still being dumb when he runs out of ammo, and... Out of ammo? It's like, yeah, what a detective. It's like, it's a revolver, it's got 6 shots, dude, like... In this environment, I'd be pretty positive I knew I had a gun, a round in the damn cylinder before I like tried to shoot a mutant thing.
You would think.
Yeah, click, 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 click. Oh crap! Out of ammo.
Should probably reload that.
Yeah, it's like out of ammo. Really? What did I use all those bullets on? I don't know. All those other creepy ass things.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I like as far as story wise, like now I'm just lost. But I'm lost, but it's still cool. Like I can't play the game because I just don't like, and it's not even like I've watched, it's not even like there's a lot of jump scares. It's just a lot of creepy, weird stuff. And there's enough of those weird, like there are some jump scare scenes. Like there are enough of those things that I'm just like, nope. If the game had co-op, I'd be all over it. Cause I would co-op it with you and I'd let you go first. But
son of a bitch.
But yeah, like those games just freak me out, man. If I watched somebody play through it enough times, I think because I'd be aware of what's coming next.
You know what's gonna happen. Yeah,
it might. But even still, when we were like, we're gonna go on a tangent. When I was in PAX, Prime, we played the evil... No, it's not evil. That's not the evil within. We played that, but...
Until Dawn.
Until Dawn, yeah. We played Until Dawn. And I played through it, and there was a jump scare, and it got me. Like, I yelled in the damn booth thing we were in. And everybody's like... Everybody knew it was me, and they were all probably... They were all laughing when I walked out. But the game crashed, right? The game crashed in the middle, and whatever, it's in development, so, like, the crash isn't their fault. But there was no way for them to bring my progress, like, there wasn't, like, a debug, so they could just bring me forward to where I was.
Yeah, they're just, you got to start over again.
So I had to start over again. So, of course, I know when this thing is about to happen, still got me. Still got me. Like, I still was like, ah!
That's great.
And then I was, and then, like, I played, like, 10 minutes more and was like, you know what? No, I'm not, because it was going to take me, like, another 20 or 30 minutes to get back to where I was, even knowing, like, everything you had to do, because, like, basically, it plays a lot like Beyond Two Souls and Heavy Rain. Like, so, yeah, you may, like, if you died, you'd know exactly how to get back to a point, but, like, it's not like you can just run to the end. Like, you have to trigger events in a certain way for, like, a door to open or whatever, you know?
Right.
So, like, I was like, God, this is painstakingly slow, because even though I know exactly what I have to do, like, I can't... It's like, I know there's, like, a thing on the floor over there, but, like, I can't pick it up until I trigger this on the other side of the... Yeah.
Right. So, wait, when you say it's, like, Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls, are you saying, like, gameplay-wise, or just kind of reminds you?
Mechanic-wise. Story-wise, totally different.
So it's not your typical third-person, do-whatever-you-want type thing. You got to go by whatever, you know.
In the demo that we played, you definitely have parts where, like, you just have to do things. Mm-hmm. But then there was, I believe, two instances where you had options to do something.
It's not like Evil Within where you get to run around on your own. It's more like click here and they'll run there or whatever, like Beyond Two Souls and Rain.
Yeah, kind of like. Yeah, okay. I would say it's like a combination of gameplay mechanic of like Beyond Two Souls and Heavy Rain, where like you can
point and click and
kind of like you're walking around as a third person character, but like in the sense that like in Beyond Two Souls or Heavy Rain, like you. Your decisions can affect the outcome, but generally speaking, like, you still have to make it... You still will have to make a choice, you know?
Mm. Oh, so it's like the whole Walking Dead, Telltale Walking Dead, where you make this choice,
but it's
choice,
not... But it's not it plays like Heavy Rain. I would say it plays more like Heavy Rain, but the same kind of concept, where, like, you go through these things, you explore these things, you trigger these events to get through to a certain point, and then, like... Pick it, you know, then you have to, like, make a decision of what you're going to do, and then you go through and you do that stuff, and then, plot twist, another decision, like, you go,
so whatever. So it's basically heavily decision-wise.
I mean, heavy. I played, like, 30 minutes of it, I have no idea. Okay. I mean, it's not like they didn't tell me how long they expected the game to be, I just...
Right, well, no, I mean, just mean, like, in terms of the whole making decisions and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
It's very heavy on that, so if you fuck up, then you're probably not going to do that well later.
My guess is decisions you make at the beginning will affect the outcome. In the sense, in the Heavy Rain way. Like, I wouldn't say that Beyond Two Souls' storyline... I don't know, you know what, I have to go back and do Beyond Two Souls and be a complete idiot and just kill everybody when you get the chance. I don't know if that changed. Like, I don't really don't know. That could have... Like, I tried to play the game conservatively when I played Beyond Two Souls, and I was just like, you know what? This person was okay to me. I'm not going to kill them. And then I was like, this person assaulted me. I'm going to kill them.
Yeah.
Or, like, the boyfriend or the not-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spoil this part of Beyond Two Souls only because the game's been out for a long time and you should have already played it and beat it. But, like, the part where, like, they've got you captured and, like, you can just...
As far as I know, not many people like that game anyways.
Oh, it was so good, though. I loved it. There's a part where, like, you and the other dude get captured and, like, if you, like, hold out, they basically cut his eye out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and because up until that point, I thought he was a giant dick. I was like, you know what? Not going to talk. Not going to talk. I'm not
you
gonna,
can have his I'm eye.
And they would, yeah, and they were, like, basically torturing him until you talked, and I just didn't talk the whole time. I just sat there and was like, nope, going to let the time run out on the prompt.
Whoops.
Yeah, so that was hilarious. That was, like, probably, like, as tense as that particular scene and the subsequent scenes, like, right after it were, I thought that part was pretty funny. Because, like, that plays through the rest of the game, like, what, you know, that decision you made, like, at the end of the game, it's comes up again, and you're like, yeah, I still believe that, you jerk.
Right.
But you're like, yes. Anyways, Until Dawn, it's so far away anyways. And like I said, we played like 20, 30 minutes of it. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to play out. The mechanics felt very much like Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls. Two games.
And I'm not that excited about it then, because I thought it'd be like a Resident Evil style type horror game.
No, it's...
You get to run around and do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it becomes that, but from what I was gathering, it's...
If it's like a point-and-click type thing, then I'm not...
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like it's like Heavy Rain in the sense that it plays out almost like a movie. Mm-hmm. In the sense that, like, you just have... You have, like, minimal control over how it goes. Because, like, in Heavy Rain, yeah, you have choices, and you can make decisions, but ultimately...
Well, not even so much that. Just, in terms of... I'm trying to explain it. I can't. Like, fucking basically the way Evil Within is. Not decision-based, just how the game is, where you run around and just shoot shit.
Yeah, no.
Like, if
no,
it's nothing like that, then I'm not that
interested. No. I think it's more suspense and playing it out. Like, I think, like, it's one of those things where, like, it plays kind of like a movie. You know? Mm-hmm. You're kind of watching as the character, And, like, you just have a little bit of control of what they do. But again, in 30 minutes of, like, what could be a 15-hour game, I really don't know. But as far as the mechanics that I played, it was very much, that was kind of what you were feeling.
Is it from the same developers that did Heavy Rain and all that, or?
I think it might be. I think I don't know if Quantic Dream was Beyond Two Souls, but Quantic Dream's actually, I read an article about something they're working on the PS4 for next gen. But, some unnamed title, but yeah, I honestly don't know. I think they might be
Supermassive Games.
Yeah,
that's who's creating it or developed it.
Because I know I think XDev is working with it, is working with them too. But or maybe I don't know.
Sony's publishing it and Supermassive's developing it.
Yeah,
in-game modified Killzone engine.
That's weird. Nice. That seems so awkward, like, seems so odd of a choice, but, Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. But yeah, Evil Within, man, creepy, but cool. Like, I'm super into the story, because I want to kind of know what happens, but, like, I hope by the end of somebody's playthrough, like, everything that I want to be explained is explained. Like, where were all the people at the beginning of the game? Like, where was everybody?
Oh, you mean the people of the world?
Just, like, just the people of the world. Like, there are tons of skyscrapers and buildings. Where is everybody? Why are all the cars just parked?
So unless they were just evacuated, then...
Right, like, were they evacuated? And, like, why were they evacuated? And if they were evacuated, you had to know something.
I think, if you actually play it, I think the whole thing is... It's just a big mindfuck.
Right.
You have to play it. It's just one big trip.
Yeah.
It reminds you of Silent Hill, because at one moment you're here, and then you'll see one scene and you're in that place.
Right.
And then you're back here, and then you're back there. And, you know, it's like there's no one that exists.
Right.
So it's literally just you inside your own mind, or the killer's mind, or whoever, you know, the bad guy at this point is.
Right.
Which I feel like there's gonna be a twist.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's definitely some twisting and turning going on.
Yeah.
Only because of, like, the cover art, because I feel like that Sebastian on the cover with the barbed wire around his face, but...
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. but we're about at the 30-minute mark, so I don't know if we want to just call it good at 30 minutes. I haven't played the game, so there's not a whole lot I can continue to say.
Yeah, and I don't want to ruin anything for anybody else. So yeah.
All right, fair enough. Did you think of any shout-outs this week? I have two.
Not that I can think of.
All right, so I'm going to shout-out Sarah at Sarah Joy or Sarah Tops. I'm going to screw this up. I'll look real quick.
I want to say Sarah Tops.
And, of course, Twitter just crashed as I'm trying to look it up.
Yeah, I think on Twitter it's Sarah Tops.
It's Sarah Joy, at Sarah Joy.
Okay. Then one of her accounts is Sarah Tops.
I think that's her PSN.
Okay, there we go then.
Yeah, I'm gonna shout out Sarah, and then I'm also going to shout out Radio PlayStation, which is that's the website that I currently write and do like reviews and news and stuff for. So what's up, Josh and Crazy? Their Twitter is at it's Radio PS for PlayStation. Those are my two shout outs for the week. Only because they obviously always, you know, obviously I work with Radio PlayStation, so that's right. Like why I'm gonna shout out. Yeah. But Sarah always shouts out for me on her podcast, so I'm gonna give her the shout out. Right. And I'll shout out Dave too, because Dave and Sarah both
I'll just say,
the
yeah.
PvP podcast. And Dave is Ziggy Ziggs. I'm not even going to try to spell it. Just go to Sarah's and then go to Dave's from Sarah's.
A lot of Z's and I's and G's.
Yeah, because I think it's Ziggy Ziggz or Ziggz.
Something like that, yeah.
Anyways, that, I believe, will do it for episode 1 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast. Hope you enjoyed, and hope you like, follow, subscribe. Podcast, subscribe, whatever the things you do. I don't know enough about podcasting yet.
Yep. Just throw us on your iPhone.
Yeah, put us on your iPhone, do the music.
Listen to us on your commute, whatever.
Yeah. So I think that's it, right?
I think that's about it.
Alright. So I am Andrew, also known as J-Bond.
I am Mike.
And we will catch you
on the flip.